Tonight's podcast is brought to you by a new feature from Boner Factory Films.
Are you a fan of a good steamy movie? Check out our newest film, Cucktails, starring the one and only Splooge McCuck. We'll fuck your wife like a hurricane here in Fuckburg. Raises heroin, cocaine, it's a fucking blur. We'll cure your wife's misery, give her a lesson in history. It's Cucktails, woo. They're out there fucking your wife while you're enjoying Cucktails, woo. Your wife wanted screwed and you didn't deliver, so Cucktails. A sister stranger wants inside you. It's okay, dear, I'll be beside you. What to do? Just grab on to some Cucktails. Woo! They're out there fucking your wife while you're enjoying Cucktails. Woo! Your wife wasn't screwed and you didn't deliver, so Cucktails. Woo! She's out there screwing a stranger and it's not you.
It's that magical time of the week and month again, and I'm not talking about your mother's period. I'm Lyle McClendon. I'm Lyle McClendon. I'm here with the insatiable Brandon Gentry.
Hey, go cook yourself. Almost fucked that one up.
And we are the Good Old Gamers Podcast, coming at you again on June 30th with episode 63.
Yeah.
We're happy that you're tuning in to be with us.
Yep.
We got
a you need to hit that standing ovation button.
I think I could do that.
I think you deserve it.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
That was amazing.
I was really proud of that singer.
Yeah.
The Boner Factory Films found.
Yeah. That was some good agent work there.
He was
found some raw talent right there.
Indeed. That guy should go on America's Got Talent or whatever.
Yeah.
He might be worth something. But anywho, I wanna play that clap again for Mr. Brandon, who entered his 30s this past week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's all downhill. Nothing but bad pans and fucking dread from here on out.
It's been my life thus far.
Yeah. Why should it be any different?
I don't do anything for my birthday. I'm like, fuck, every other living person has literally done this. So, I mean, it's not an accomplishment for me. I'm like, fuck it.
This is something
this
I have
is like
to do.
The most non-accomplishment you could possibly have in life.
Here's a bunch of shit just for not asking to be here.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. Here's shit because you exist. Through no fault of your own.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
If I had a choice, I would still be a thought on the whisper of a little angel or some shit somewhere.
Yeah, I'd be a stain on the mattress. You know?
Yeah, I was trying to put it in nicer terms, but he'd be a fuck stain somewhere. That's terrible. Anyways, you know what we do here? We talk about retro gaming.
We do that. I hear that you can leave us a voicemail somewhere.
You can. I do believe there's a fucking phone number. I think it's
682-777 good, maybe?
682-777 good.
I believe that is the right number.
I do believe so. It does give us wood.
It does. Big old troughs of wood.
Plays your wife.
Changing up a little bit. We figure
lives or what?
Everything. Everything. We're touching the world in more ways than one.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna have an offender notice. We're touching the world so much.
Show me on the globe where they touched you, world.
Everywhere. They left nothing to the imagination. Well, it's because you're a whore.
The world is a whore.
It is a cold whore. So we're going to start off with a little bit of hopeful news or doom and gloom news, you think, tonight?
Either or.
Either way, here's some news. They announced, well, they didn't announce shit, but one of the developers was quoted as saying, Zelda Breath of the Wild may have a multiplayer function.
Yeah, from what I've heard, it might be the two links.
Yeah, like kind of like a dual, like co-op quest.
This is odd, but okay.
I mean, it might be something cool, maybe.
I'm kind of nervous about this one. It could be a fucking amazing, but they're trying to go the Skyrim route, so...
Did you see about the size of it? They put, like, an estimation, or they based it on what Nintendo's told people to everything else, and apparently they're supposedly between 8 and 9 times bigger than Skyrim.
Hmm.
Is the...
Well, hopefully it's good.
It's going
to
be...
I did see that it has to sell...
2 million.
2 million copies to make profit, which shouldn't be that hard.
No, it's a Zelda game.
For reference, Super Mario Maker sold 3.5 million. Splatoon sold 4.2. Mario Kart 8 sold 7.5. I mean, when's the last time a real Zelda game for home console has been released? Since the Wii. So...
Yeah, Twilight Princess.
Now I realize that...
Or Skyward Sword.
Yeah. I realize that the Wii U market's a lot slimmer than the Wii market, but still, I expect it to do pretty damn good. Oh, it'll probably sell some systems.
The fucking hype that's around that game and the NX alone, I think, will help make that a success. So I'm pretty sure they're going to go back to cartridge. You know, that's what Nintendo is good at, though. They're really good at playing on that one, that nostalgia thing. Because, you know, look at some of the last games they've actually really put out for stuff like the fucking NES remixes and stuff like that. That is playing heavily on the fact that, hey, you like these games when you were a kid? They're a little bit different. Buy this shit again.
Yep, yep.
Nintendo's really good at that.
I'm fine with that, too.
Which, it's okay, because everybody's getting good at that shit, because every new console that's out is flooded with fucking remasters.
Yeah.
Of shit, you know, constantly.
To the point that I'm almost disgusted with it.
The only thing I was kind of happy with, I did see they announced a Bioshock Collection remaster was coming out. I've never played any of the Bioshock games, but I've always heard good things about them. So,
well, that's,
I was like, that, maybe that would be a good...
That's, you know, usually like...
that's a cool entry point.
Yeah, that's usually the best part about it is like when they do a big remaster pack, you can get like all the collection, all the DLC for one fair price. And then if you wait another 3 years, it'll be on Steam for 50 cents.
Yeah.
So,
speaking of Steam, they got their hella summer sale going on right now.
Yeah, it's going on until the 4th of July. So, since this episode's dropping tonight, if you're listening to it tomorrow, Friday...
You got time still.
You got some time. You know, the last few Steam sales, including this one, I mean, there's really good deals, but there's nothing been like fucking mind-blowing like they used to have. So, I mean... It is what it is. It's good sales.
I did see where you could get Alien vs. Predator 2000 for like 74 cents.
Yeah.
And I would highly recommend that, as Alien vs. Predator 2000 was a great game.
I don't know. I might pay 70 cents for it. 74 is just a bit high.
Fuck you, Brandon.
I did kind of break my Steam pact a little bit. I bought some games, but they were from my arcade cabinet.
Oh, and I do want to talk about one of those tonight, hopefully. I figure we should talk a little bit about Crawl, because I had...
Oh, I did talk about this some before, but I bought Ikaruga, the PC version, and Raiden 3 and Raiden 4. So,
oh, nice.
So, yeah, those were on sale, and they've been on my list waiting to get on the arcade machine.
I downloaded a game I saw you and Juice playing, and I have not played it yet.
Which game is that?
I don't remember.
Vindictus,
yes.
I'm going to talk about that later, so...
I downloaded it. I haven't played it yet, but... speaking of Nintendo, kind of some bummer news. The final Splatfest for Splatoon is happening July 22nd through 24th.
Yep, so after that, Splatoon is pretty much officially on life support mode.
I mean, you'll still be able to play matches against each other players, but...
there's nothing going to happen in the game. So it's just going on life support. It'll be there. You can play it until you can't.
It sucks because Splatoon's actually a
I enjoyed it. I didn't like to play it a shitload, though. I think I'm too spoiled on mouse and keyboard.
Purist, which I can't say anything. I did say, I did see that the final Splatfest was going to be allow the sides you pick, of course, for Splatfest or whatnot.
Oh, yeah, the two girls
it's
at the beginning.
It's going to be the two squid girls or whatever at the beginning.
There's some, like, crazy fucked up hentai involving those two girls on the internet.
Oh, really?
I've had the misfortune of coming across
that. God damn, there's already Splatoon porn.
Oh, there's been Splatoon porn.
Well, I'm just...
I mean, it's fucking squids.
Yeah. Fucking squids, as you put it.
Yes.
What else? You got any bevel of news, baby?
I got one that kind of chased my ass a little bit.
Oh.
The Tetris movie, I mean, we've already talked about the sun, but it's being spread out into three movies.
A trilogy!
Because, quote-unquote, the story is so big. Movie producer Larry Kasanoff, I don't even care if I said that right. Fuck you, Larry. said, that's correct. And purely because the story we conceived is so big. This isn't us splitting the last one of our eight movies into two to wring blood out of stone. It's just the big story. No, yeah, you're not wringing blood out of stone. You're wringing blood out of Tetris blocks. You fucking cunt.
Aren't Tetris blocks made out of stone?
Oh, my God.
I just don't see how in the fuck they're going to make a movie out of Tetris. What, like, is it going to be a bunch of Russians trying to... Because, you know, at the end of the original Game Boy Tetris, you're in Russia. I mean, yeah. Tetris is a Russian game. The guy made it. It was a Russian POW when he fucking made it. And, what the fuck is going to be the point of... What's going to be the plot of the movie? Russia wants to go to space, but they made these weird... rocket ship parts that only go down, but they clear when they get solid with a solid line completes.
He claims that we're doing something no one's thought of yet, but I'm sure that could be true, but still gonna suck because it's fucking Tetris and you're a bunch of fucking morons.
I just keep having flashbacks of the Mario movie.
I can only hope it's that good. In a bad way.
You know, what's another fucking video game that just right off the top of your head that would have a pointless fucking...
Bubble Bobble?
Well, they can make a cartoon out of, you know, something cartoony out of Bubble Bobble. Yeah. I'm just like, fucking Tetris, like...
It's like Chess, the movie.
Or what's that Japanese... Mahjong, the movie. Yeah. What? Slot Machine, the movie.
Sunday Morning Crossword Puzzle, the movie.
Pachinko Machine, the movie. Like, oh, now, Sunday Morning
by Crossword. Blonami.
Sunday Morning Crossword Puzzle, the movie, sounds like it would make me want to Slossberg my face off. Jesus.
And to some better news, Road Redemption's got an official PC release date of October 15th.
I have that on here. Yeah. As well.
It's coming to consoles January 15th, 2017. There's a good chance all that's going to get moved. Because it's one of these games that's been going through a true like early access phase. Like, you see a lot of these Steam games, they go in early access, and they're practically fucking complete. And they just drag it out and milk it for money. Road Redemption's one that, like, they started from fucking scratch. Like, I got that game pretty soon after it was available to buy. And it's improved a lot over the years. It's something I like to check on every 2 or 3 months, and every time that they've added a shitload to the game. So I think they can wrap it up around that time. There's a good chance, you know, these things being as they are, it could get pushed back, and I'm just fine. I'm not in a hurry for it as long as it comes out good. Because anyone that doesn't know, Road Redemption is the spiritual successor to Road Rash, and it's so far in my own play of it, it's done a good job of it.
I haven't played it. I've seen some of the videos of it, though, and I've liked what I've seen so far.
It needs some polishing, but, you know, like I said, it's early access, so I'm not faulting them because it's a fucking early access game. It's exactly what it says it is right now. So that's cool. Saw Pac-Man Championship Edition 2 has been found on some Korean ratings boards, so... basically it's leaked that we're going to get a Pac-Man Championship Edition 2. Yes. That's awesome.
Please include Battle Royale on that.
Oh my God.
Please do that.
You can get a shitty version of Battle Royale on Steam. It's in the Pac-Man Museum, but it fucking sucks. It's not worth it.
I need to do one that's like arcade quality.
The reason why it sucks so bad is not only do you have to go through all the shitty menus for this Pac-Man Museum, but the Battle Royale puts a huge ass digital marquee around it, so you're limited on screen space hard. So it sucks. And there's like no way to get around it.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. Yeah, they can make a lot of money off that game.
Did you see about the System Shock rebate?
I did. I didn't write it down, but I did see that.
You can play the demo, I think.
Okay.
Without backing the Kickstarter.
That's good. That's good.
They got a live demo up. Seen that. Sonic the Hedgehog turned 25 this past week.
Well, cool. He's going fast to the retirement home. So.
Yep. Him and old Eggman's going to be having egg sandwiches right after their weekly dialysis. Should you eat egg sandwiches if you have to have kidney dialysis?
I don't know. I'll fucking do. Fuck the police.
Why not?
Tell me what to do.
Why not? Coming straight from the underground. Got
I'm
mad because he's white.
I'm going to butcher this name. Hideki Kamiya, or Kamiya, I don't fucking know. He wants to make Bayonetta 3 after Scalebound, and I'm like, fucking do it. Bayonetta 1 and 2 were like damn near perfect games. They were fucking awesome. They were like, on a scale of 1 to 10, Bayonetta 1 was 100, and Bayonetta 2 was a 99. So, fucking amazing games. He needs to do it.
Well, yeah. I've still never played either one of them.
I need to get mine back from my buddy Juice, and I'll let you borrow him.
Nice.
He's had them borrowed for quite a while now.
Go to his door and tell him, say, listen here, motherfucker.
Yeah, you fucker of mothers.
I'm going to throw your shoebox computer down the road and run it over. He might would kill you for that.
What you got?
Super Mario RPG is now available on the eShop.
Oh, nice.
I seen that. They released it.
If I could actually talk my kids into playing these old JRPGs, I'd buy it for them. But so far, I haven't had any luck doing that.
Yeah, and I'm sure you've got a... You've already got it on your computer, don't you?
Oh, of course, but I still might end up buying a real copy of it. But
did you see the canceled Echo 2 that somebody found for Dreamcast?
No.
Somebody has released, it's a very early version, but this guy's friend worked at Sega when they were closing out, and he bought a bunch of GDRW CDs, or GD... ROMs from goddamn ROMs for the people who don't know GD
goddamn
yeah goddamn the GD ROM is what the Dreamcast used.
Yeah,
a little bit more capacity than a CD, but he bought a stack of them, and one of them had the early alpha code for like Echo 2 or something on it, and it's got a little bit of it's playable.
Huh.
And he's releasing it all on the internet, so you'll be able to get it and check it out.
That's a game that I've always loved, but I've never beat. We may have to like try to play through that.
Man, I would like to, because I've never beaten it, but I've always been so weirdly curious about the Echo the Dolphin game since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because they are truly something different.
Yeah, they are a different, I don't know of another word, they're different.
The only thing about it is, like, I remember seeing all these, you see, like, the commercial, especially for Tides of Time, that was the second one, right?
Was it that or Echo Jr.? I don't recall.
I think Tides of Time was the second one. But on the commercial, it showed you fighting this giant, like, jellyfish in the sky and all these crazy boss fights. Never fucking found any of those in that game. That's one of those games where I still was just kind of like, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
Run around and kill jellyfish and then die.
Thus is the life of a dolphin. We should try to sit down and play through that sometimes. That's one of those games that's always kind of sparked my curiosity a bit. Yeah. And I've never done anything with any of them.
I played the shit out of it on the Dreamcast. Just never beat it.
I've never played the Dreamcast one at all.
It's amazing. It's way better than the old ones, in my opinion, because this, the whole water thing just works better, I think, in 3D.
Yeah, I mean, like the full 360.
Yeah, movement. It doesn't feel quite as awkward to me. Because, I mean, it played fine on the Genesis, but it's just a little, I don't know, slippery, I guess you'd say. I guess that's what they were going for, but it just feels so much better to me on the Dreamcast.
Oh, yeah?
Let's see what I got here. I'm running low.
A little bit more.
Our buddy Mike mentioned this on our Facebook page, and we're going to have him back on soon. But the Bloodstained demo is out for the $60 backers. You can go back it now if you want to try it out. It looks pretty damn sweet. I ain't got to try it myself, but it looks good. If any of you Castlevania fans out there looking for a new one, that's Bloodstained. That's the spiritual successor to the Castlevania Symphony of the Night and all the Ega Castlevanias.
They should do a game where they take all the dead wrestlers that's died over the years, like Macho Man and all them, and yeah, just like put them as ghosts in a game and call it Wrestlevania.
Yes, I would fucking pay $100 for that game. Castlevania with wrestlers as bosses.
That would be kind of badass. Like
Wrestlevania.
Macho Man put the bones of Dracula on a book and poured blood on it and resurrected his soul.
Take control of Ric Flair's undead son. I don't know his name or I'd make a pun, but...
Ouch. You don't even know this dead man's name. Didn't even have a name.
But yeah, I would pay all the money for Blonami's Wrestlevania.
That would be awesome.
I may have to, like, if I ever get into development on the video game again, that might be another project.
Maybe that should be a good old gamers. That should be, yeah, something we should try to program, like Wrestlevania. That would be fucking amazing.
Yes, it would.
That would be good.
There's
a Final Fantasy VII Monopoly set coming out.
Awesome.
I see.
They're
that.
Milking the fuck out of that.
Yeah, no kidding. They're about to milk the fuck out of the people again when they start releasing that shit in episodes.
Oh, yeah. And you know, on that note, I know that Final Fantasy XV is getting VR, and it looks like shit.
I don't know about the VR. I'd like to play the normal game, though.
Yeah.
I've heard pretty good things saying this like could be the one to kind of put Final Fantasy back on the track it was initially going on.
Yeah. I'd like to see that, but the VR thing just looks... Like, hey guys, VR is available. Let's do something.
I have
with
a bad feeling that's going to be. I mean, it is. That's the next step in gaming, and I'm just so not down
with
it.
It's never going to be mainstream.
Like Resident Evil 7, you know, they're redoing the survival horror thing, and I'm all cool with that. But one of the things that kind of gripes my ass about it is, to me, it looks just like Silent Hills did,
mm-hmm,
and the PT demo and all that. They're just doing that. You know, and I played some on TJ and them's Oculus Rifts. It's those games that are like the jump scares and shit, yeah, chasing you. And I'm just like, man, you know, that's cool and all, but it's still, to me, and I'm probably wrong on this, but to me it's on the same kind of lines as like cell phone games. In a way, like on the not, yeah, not gameplay wise, but like the gimmick.
Yeah, it's almost disposable, you could say.
And I'm just like, man, do not... And it may be badass. I don't know. You know, kind of like Ghostbusters. It may be a good movie. I don't know. Hadn't seen it yet. But from initial views, I'm just like, please don't take Resident Evil 7. I mean, I'm fine taking it back to like a survival horror direction, but don't take it into the VR jump scare direction, because yeah, that's not fucking Resident Evil.
Right. It's that present sense of dread.
Yeah, that overwhelming sense of dread. Yeah. Just like,
I don't want to go into this next room, but I got to. I only got 3 bullets and there's something in there that's going to fuck my world up.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll VR see. As a whole, like, I just don't see it being great.
Well, I mean, who... God damn, to be a modern gamer, you have to have some money. You know, like the new Xbox fucking Slim and PlayStation 4 Slim and Xbox Scorpio or whatever the fuck that is, brand new next generation console already coming out next year. All this shit. You buy the new console, buy the $400-$500 headset, then buy your $60 game and buy $45 worth of DLC. Fuck that, man.
The only things I see VR being great in is one, apps like that's already been approved and used before, like, the fad is cut on, is either for training people or just, like, that I can't think of the name of it. There's a painting app on the Vive, which is fucking amazing. You can paint in 3D. It's made by Google, and it's just fucking amazing. It's everything you would expect that to be. There's that. Again, this kind of falls in the same category, but the simulation, you know, any kind of training, like pilots.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of thing's fucking awesome. That'll always be useful for that. And then, like, I think for gaming-wise, like, racing games and piloting games, again, kind of along the same line. Because, I mean...
simulators,
I would
much.
Probably get into, like, Gran Turismo if I was in VR. Because you'd feel like you're actually
driving the car.
You know, normally those are, like, the most boring fucking games. I'm like, I don't give a shit about the 15 different kinds of fucking transmissions in this car. Just let me fucking turn. Or, you know, drive a car, go around in circles, and fucking win. I don't care about all the nuance
fun,
of it.
Yeah.
But I can see it being pretty damn awesome in VR. I would love to have, like, a free space in VR. Any of these old school, like, dogfighting space games, you know. That's all awesome, and I'm sure there's gonna be some other games that will do good in it, but for the most part it's a gimmick.
Oh yeah, I agree. This is a bit off subject, but this is kind of news, and I mean this goes along with what we're just talking about. Did you see where somewhere it's one of these companies that do artificial intelligence have been working on like flight intelligence, like intelligence that can pilot planes and shit. They put their machine against a fucking like 30-year fighter pilot.
Oh yeah,
and it beat his ass.
Yeah,
like it straight up wiped his ass off the map. And I'm just like,
I'm looking forward to the day when all our wars is basically two guys playing Command and Conquer.
I might would join the military if they were just like, it's not playing the video games, but you're killing real assholes. I'd be like, yes.
Sign Give me my up wrist brace. Yeah,
no shit. Is it okay if I have a neck beard in here?
It's required, sir.
Well, the earth is flat, right? You're hired.
Let's see. Did I have any? Oh, yeah. One last bit I had. There's a new Greenlight first-person shooter or slash first-person game. I don't know if it's exactly a shooter, even though it has guns. It's more of an adventure game, but it's called Scorn. It's on Steam Greenlight, and it's a it looks like a H.R. Geiger nightmare. It looks fucking amazing.
Nice.
The whole world, including your character and your weapons, are all these like this biomechanical fucking nightmares. They said it's got an emphasis on adventure and puzzle solving. Most of the creatures you encounter won't try to harm you. That doesn't mean they won't, but this is there's not going to be any cutscenes. There's no procedurally generated content. Everything's just going to try to be like a meticulously crafted story. I went on there and I voted yes, because that's what you do on Steam Light. You say if you'd buy it or not. I voted yeah, I'd buy it, because it looks fucking awesome. The graphics on it, I mean, I understand it's a trailer, so that being said, the graphics on it looked awesome. The art style of it looked awesome. An H.R. Geiger nightmare is like the best explanation I can give for it. It looks amazing.
Some of H.R. Geiger's paintings and stuff he's done, like, just genuinely unnerved. And like freak me the fuck out.
The guns are, you know, like I said, they're H.R. Geiger, like, creatures almost. Like, it showed the guy, he had a pistol that looked all alien and kind of organic.
Fleshy and...
yeah, and then he, like, I guess he was swapping out types of ammo or something. He took the front off, and you see, like, little, like, intestines and shit kind of come out, and he took another piece of another gun slash creature and puts it on the end of it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it just makes it like sickening. Like,
oh yeah, dude, because that's one thing you think H.R. Geiger is like real slimy, kind of slick, fleshy. fucking.
It had all that. It was awesome. It's awesome. If that sounds like your type of thing, you got to check out Scorn. It looks awesome.
I'm going to actually make a note of that to check that out myself.
They got a release date set for next year. I don't know anything beyond what I've seen, but it looks promising.
Nice. I don't have any more news.
I'm done with news.
Well, then, if we're done with news, you're fucking done with news.
This is then. We're out of news.
Yep, that we are. Here's some more news for you. I don't have a What's in Your Hands.
That's cool.
Or an Arcade Arcana. My work's been the dirge of my existence. And I'm literally... I go to work at 5 in the morning. I get home 5 to 6 in the evenings. I don't feel like doing shit.
Oh, yeah.
I sit on my big ass and I've played Minecraft a lot here
recently. I've been doing a lot in the same. I haven't worked as much as you've been working, but I don't know. I think after Southern Fried, I kind of got the retro gaming out of me for a minute, so I've just kind of taken a break.
Yeah. I've been playing a lot of computer shit here recently. Emma even popped off the other night. She's like, I think you're becoming a PC gamer. I was like, why? And she's like, you haven't turned any console on in a while. Which I did. I've turned PlayStation on a few times for my topic tonight, which is a game I've already beaten, so I know what I'm talking about. But
sweet.
I don't have nothing. I'm sorry. I let everybody down.
I did too, but I got a lot of small bits I'm going to talk about.
Piece of cock I am.
Yep. We all are.
Yep.
We are, we're into retro gaming, but, sometimes you got to pay attention to the other shit, too.
Yeah, that's true. I got back on the GTA 5 train a really? Little bit. Yeah. And I just kind of want to get on there as they've released so much DLC for it, and I literally haven't played in, 3 months. And I just kind of wanted to see what all the new Holy Bub's about. It ain't nothing real special. Some of it was cool, but... I got on there and just kind of drove around and was a bad sport to everybody, blowing their cars up and fucking shooting them for no reason.
GTA. I hate that it punishes you for that.
Yeah, I'm just kind of like, GTA fucking do you get on Grand Theft Auto Online to be a good guy?
No.
The whole point of the, that's the beauty of this game. You get to be the piece of shit in this game. Yeah,
that's the whole point of the entire series. Why punish people for that? If they want you to get along, they should make special fucking services.
I mean, I understand. To get in. For example, they want to be realistic, but on GTA Online, if somebody has a really badass sports car and you blow it up, you're paying out the ass for that. My little shitty little motorcycle, it costs them $700 to $1,000 to replace it if they blow it up. I blew up their sports car. It's cost me $9,000 to $12,000 in game money. And it is really fucking hard to get. They've done new things to make it easier to get money. They got a shit ton of new little mini games and little odds and end jobs you can do. But still, between doing that and buying ammo and all that shit, it adds up. That's where they want you to, pay $10 and buy that GTA Shark card.
Yeah.
It's got $2 million on it, but nope.
Yeah, I think that's where a lot of the
actually came 2 million cards $40, but
they wanted to monetize on the online play some.
Which I don't mind that too much for GTA Online because like I said, all the DLC they have released for that game is free. You just get it. So, that's good. That's not that big of a deal to pay because I'm a victim of that. I've bought a couple of those shark cards and shit, but I bought them to get the vehicles and get the house I wanted and then the weapons and shit. You make enough, you can buy weapons.
Mm-hmm. I just hate the whole concept of play nice or get punished. They want to make different kinds of servers. And on these servers, everyone plays nice. They're carry bearers. You get punished for it. All these other servers are Grand Theft fucking Auto.
Oh, yeah.
Watch your fucking back.
Something, since I don't have What's in Your Hands or Arcade Arcana, something I would like to talk about just for a briefly. I want to do some bitching a little bit about some shit. I like talking to you about video games, so I kind of actually maybe a little debate kind of thing. Like to hear your point on this as well. I made the comment to a buddy of ours the other day. And anybody that knows me and knows my video game habits know this is a big deal for me, but I made the comment where it has crossed my mind several times here as of recently about not collecting, like stopping collecting.
Mm-hmm.
I've thought really hard about it, and I love collecting, but I've been thinking about just, and I'm not saying I'm going to quit playing video games at all. That's not the case. And I'm not going to say I'm not going to stop buying games, but I'm going to stop, like,
searching,
putting money up and searching out for these hard-to-find fucking games that are ridiculous prices. My last, probably, investment's going to be a Little Samson from Tyler. And I'm not giving him near what it's worth, but he knows that. I've interacted with him. I'm probably going to end up paying about $300, $350 for it. Worth it to me.
I think you need to even up with your mic there some.
Because that's, there you go. That's like the, that's like a holy grail of collecting, yeah, kind of deal.
That's a great fucking game.
Yeah, it is a great game. I would never spend, if I had money, I would, but in my current state, I would never spend $1,000 game. And it's going to be really hard for me to drop $350, but it's $350 for like a $1,000 game.
Yeah.
So, investment kind of deal. And like you said, it is a great game. And that's fine and dandy. That's just banter or whatever. I really, and I say this lightly because I understand that being a retro gaming podcast, we are niche. And mm-hmm. the people that generally listen to us are really into retro gaming. And a lot of the retro gaming community is fucking toxic.
Yeah.
I hate to say it like that, but I don't want to just beat around the bush and sit here and try to figure out a polite way to say it.
Well,
it's not everybody. It's yeah. not everybody at all. It's not even the thing as a whole. There is a niche section of a niche market that is fucking terrible
yeah.
for this community. And one thing that has really turned me the fuck away from all this is Facebook groups.
Yeah. There's a lot of backstabbing.
Oh my God. It is fucking ridiculous. It's like watching General Hospital on fucking Facebook over video games. Instead of who's fucking who and who's dying the next room over, it's like who's fucking who and who's getting the Flintstone Dinosaur Peak game. You know, and I'm just like, fuck that shit. And I'm not naming it, but I've even had some friends of mine that I've called out to their face. I'm like, you're borderline becoming one of these people you bitch about.
Yeah.
You know, like, you bitch about, a lot of them bitch about people wanting too much for their shit when they know what they got. And I'm like, well, you know, why are you going to get mad at them for that? Because, you know, they're bitching about you trying to lowball the fuck out of them.
Yeah.
You know, there's the yin and yang to that shit.
Offering $20 for Earthbound.
Jesus Christ, man. It's just so fucking ridiculous, man. Like, I get a lot of it's because retro gaming's exploded.
Yeah, it really big has. Big time.
Even since we've started. You know, it was already getting really popular when we started, but it's like gained some fucking momentum now. Like, and I said this the other day, I was like, it kind of scares me, but I feel like retro gaming is heading toward the hipster counterculture. A little bit. Not all of yeah. it, but, you know, I don't know how to.
The bigger
it gets, it's so though, fucking complex. Like there's so many angles to it. You know,
the bigger
it's
it so gets, hard. Though, to, the more it's going to drive the hipsters away. So that is true.
But you know, then again, the bigger it gets is kind of the worse it ends up making it on people that are super super passionate about it.
Yeah,
you know,
it's. I think the bubble's going to burst here in the next 5 to 10 years. I mean, there's going to be more collectors after that bubble burst than before, definitely. But the fad's going to die out because these people are going to be like, oh, man, I remember playing Little Samson as a kid. I want to go buy it. Oh, my God, it's $1,000. I'll go play Call of Duty.
Yeah.
It's just one of the things that makes retro gaming and the collecting of it so great is most of the titles are really cheap.
Oh, yeah.
And finding them just awesome deals out in the wild, but as that shit's drying up because there's no supply coming in, it's just everything being bought up's gone.
That's the, you know, that's, you're talking about like the backstabbing element of it.
Yeah.
Like, man, God, it's got so fucking bad, dude. Like, you know, people get on Facebook and post that they're having a, hey, this Saturday we're having a fucking garage sale here at our house. People are on there like, do you have video games? I'll come get them before Saturday and shit like that. And I'm just like, half these people are doing it don't give a fuck about video games. They just say, oh, video games, they're worth money.
Yeah. Yeah,
regardless of what it is, it's worth money.
The hoarders and the flippers, the resellers.
I went into a guy who's also a flipper, but he's not necessarily a hoarder. I've carried you there before. He's got some decent prices on shit. And there was another guy in there that had, I forget what, you know, like a $60 or $70. I think it was like maybe Final Fantasy III, something like that. And my buddy Nathan was in there with me. And if you're listening, motherfucker, you're one person I call out. So, me and Nathan are in there, and Nathan just, you know, asked, this guy brings in these games to be cleaned. We didn't know he was clean. He thought he was bringing them in to trade them in. He's instantly on the table. So, oh, what are y'all going to do on that? And this fucking dude ain't no goddamn collector. He's some motherfucker that sells games overpriced. They've been sitting out in the goddamn sun and rain for 3 to 4 weeks at a time at the fucking local hillbilly flea market.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'm a collector too. This is staying me. I know what I got. And I just want to be like, you're the fucking reason I'm starting to hate this goddamn hobby. You and your fucking multitudes of ass fucks like you. I'm like, y'all see a dollar sign. You don't see a video game.
Yeah.
Like, you know. I play video games because they literally fucking mean something to me. That was like, I can reflect back to my childhood when my life wasn't the fucked up rag of shit that it is now. And it gives me solace. It makes me fucking happy. Like, yeah. To relive through those memories. And I'm just like, you're the butt fucker that makes that memory a fucking nightmare for people like us to acquire.
Yep. Yep. The ones that treat it more like coin collecting than video games. It's not just another silver dollar in a cabinet, you know.
You know, I mean, listeners have heard us bitch about this before, and especially hoarders, but they all tie together.
Yeah.
The community, though, man, has just got so shit because, like I said, a niche of a niche community. But
yeah. Every small community like that has it.
They're always going to be those set of people that do nothing but fuck it up for everybody.
Because, I mean, I've said it before, Magic the Gathering, it's the exact same. Yeah, most of the people are decent, but you got some fuckers. Usually the more like competitive you get, or in the more expensive cards you deal with, the more assholes you come across. And it's kind of like that in miniature gaming. The more you start dealing with these pricier games, and the more fucking cunt bags you're going to come across.
It's fucking ridiculous, man. Like, just, and a lot of it too, a lot of people have gotten so braggadocious, like it's not enjoyable. You know, it's okay if you make a cool find post, and you know, and I'm not tooting my own horn. I got a pretty decent game collection. Mm-hmm. I don't fucking post pictures of this shit all the time.
Yeah,
because I'm just not like, oh, I got more than you. I'm not all about that. I like having my back catalog of shit. That way, if somebody does come over, I'm like, you've never seen this or done this. Like, do it. Get the experience. That's what this is about. Is getting the fucking. You're leveling up from this shit. You're getting the experience points. The more. You know, it's just like learning. The more fucking things you learn, add to your repertoire, you know.
Some of the guys are like, you ain't got X, Y, and Z, so therefore my E penis is bigger than yours.
Yeah, yeah. And it just sucks, man, because, like, I've unjoined a couple of the groups because literally it's just people in there, like, and it's to the point where it's like the trolls are trolling everybody, you know. They'll mm-hmm. be like, oh, they'll throw a little Samson. I found this for 35 cents at the yard sale today, and I paid $1.50 for all these finds, and they'll have like fucking 35 boxed NESs, and you're just like, there is no way in fuck you paid that for all that. You're doing that, you know, but people get on there and really think that that's real. You know, the same people that read, they discovered a 498-foot python in Amazon, you know. The same people that read that shit.
Or they'll see these fucking clickbait articles about, you won't believe what your childhood toys are going for on eBay.
And like, number 13 will drive you crazy.
And people will think, oh, my old games or toys are worth thousands of dollars because this eBay listen says $2,000 for Super Mario Brothers Duck Hunt. I'm like, nah, yeah, the eBay listen says that, but it's not sold for that, motherfucker.
A fucking scum sucker motherfucker I run across not too long ago got on the local interwebs and posted an Atari 2600 with over 20 games. It was like 20 plus games, like 25 or 26. All the classics. $500
God damn.
Fucking dollars.
That shit better be factory goddamn sealed for that.
They're not even worth that. Like, and I got on there and I was like, and I called him on it. I was like, man, I'm not trying to tell you otherwise, but I'm just like, you're way off from what these go for. And I sent him a private message. I didn't do this on his, you know, main post to try to look like a dick. And this dude's just like, fuck you, I know what it's worth. Do you know how hard these things are? Or how, yeah, he's like, do you know how hard these things are to find? Do you know how rare an Atari is? And I just wanted to be like, do you fucking know how rare an Atari isn't? Like, God damn, like that kind of mentality and those kind of people are
at that point, I'd be like, you know what? I'm loading up the eBay link cannons and spamming your post. Everyone's going to see this shit.
Oh, yeah. You're the local dick sucker of the week. Like, I just wanted to get that off my chest. Clean up, people.
Yep.
You're fucking chasing good people out of a good hobby.
Yeah.
Because.
Yep.
Then hopefully those people aren't listeners of ours. But if they are, stop your bullshit. Stop your horse cockery and fucking chill.
Let's all pitch in together and call bullshit on these fuckers when we see
them. Yeah, man. We got a band together.
Band of brothers. Band of Mario brothers.
Oh, God. Mario. Luigi Mario.
Man, you got anything else you want to talk about right now?
That's all I wanted to say.
I've got just a handful of small shit. This is the shit I've been doing.
Just some random
things. One game. I don't know if you get to play it when he's over at my place, but I got a Super Smash Land going on my arcade cabinet. Did you play it any?
I did not play it.
It's a Smash Brothers D-make. It's a guy made Smash Brothers as if it was played on the Game Boy. And it's pretty fun to play. It's been hard getting working on the arcade cabinet because it's just these couple of guys made this game and it's not the best. It's not programmed as a normal game would be.
It's not fucking EA Studios production. Right.
And it's hard just getting it launching seamlessly on my arcade cabinet. It doesn't seem like that's a big deal, but some of these games, it's a huge fucking deal trying to get that working without a keyboard and shit. It's nothing but joysticks. But anyways, it's the old like yellowish teal color and
yellow black. And black.
It's got four main characters and the two unlockables. It's Mario, Kirby, Link, and Pikachu, and then you can unlock Mega Man and Vaporeon. It's got a handful of levels all from these different games. The music on it sounds like Game Boy versions of the respective games. It's really awesome. The gameplay is real simple. You only got your movement and two buttons, attack and jump, and your special attacks depend on like the directions you're doing with the attack, or if you're charging them, that kind of thing. It's really fun though. It's up to four players. Really good throwback to Smash Brothers. Nice. I could have seen this working out pretty awesome on the Game Boy. If you know the Game Boy screen wasn't fucking 2 inches
a nightmare.
And change.
Yeah.
It looks pretty good.
We survived, though.
Yeah, it did. Or we did. Only other like retro thing I've been playing is working on my Burger Time a little bit. Ever since I managed to get like a damn near perfect score on the first level one time, and it's drove me fucking nuts since then because I have not been able to
repeat it. I know that night I come over, me and you, I kind of forced you. I was like, show me what you got on that Burger Time. And you tried for like 30 minutes. I was like, did you lie to me?
No, I wish
I believe you. I believe
you. I wish it was a fucking lie because it's burning my ass. The perfect score in the first level, 64,000. I've hit like 60,000. I was one full swap away, one full kill away from the perfect score in the first level. And ever since then, I've not been able to really come close to reproducing that. I really need to start recording it.
I've never played Burger Time up until recently when me and you started doing this and getting more into arcades and shit. That is a challenging as fuck arcade game.
Yeah,
more so than... I mean, it may not be difficulty-wise harder than, like, Donkey Kong and shit.
It's up there.
I think it is. It's definitely on par.
It's the... How... I would say unpredictable the AI is. I know there's a fucking pattern there, but every time I think I got it figured out, the motherfucking...
They split.
Yeah, they fucking split.
Wieners and eggs split.
I really need to start... recording my plays. That way I can go back and watch it. If I ever do hit another near perfect, I can go back and watch it and see what I did.
I thought about doing that, like rigging up one of the little cameras that look down on the...
Well, I mean, you got a PC you can record of it.
It's just
another pain in the ass on top of several different layers of pain in the ass. Realistically, you're probably better off just doing it on like your desktop PC here in front of you. And just using the gamepad and then going... Because once you know the pattern, you can translate it over to arcade stick. But yeah, I've been doing that. Been getting pissed about that. And other than that, I've been playing Vindictus, what we mentioned earlier. I've came back to it. I feel like a battered wife when it comes to this. It's a very love-hate relationship. Because the game's fucking awesome. Just about everything about the actual gameplay itself. But the company Nexon, they're cocksuckers. They charge an arm and a leg for everything, which isn't too bad because you can get away with just not buying shit. I end up spending like $20 a month when I play it just to buy shit because it's a free to play game. I can toss some little money while I'm playing it. It's a free to play action MMORPG, and it's very much more along the lines of Phantasy Star Online than an actual MMORPG. The only time you can have more than 8 players in a party, like actually doing a dungeon, is there's a couple different raids, and then in towns you can, up to like maybe a couple hundred people in a town, I'm not sure. It's basically, there's various towns, and you can go to mission boards, and you can go out and do missions. The game's got like a kind of a Viking theme to it. But it's also very anime-influenced. Like, fans of anime-type games would like it. Like, it's got a pretty damn good story to it. I've skipped a lot of it, because when you're doing the fucking long-ass level grind, you kind of... Everything just starts glazing over, and you just start clicking through dialogues. I'm like, fuck, I just want my experience, because I want to level up. Shut the fuck up. But it, from what I have paid attention to, it's a good story. I left this game before... several different times. One of the times is because the company Nexon fucked it up so bad at one point that I was like, fuck this game, I'm done with it. It came back later and they fixed most of that shit. It was very pay to win at one point, and they've kind of nerfed all that shit. And then the second time I ended up quitting for a while is just because I couldn't progress any further in the story. I couldn't find parties to do these 8-man raids and shit.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck it, I'm done with it. Came back here recently just because I've had the itch. I tried to replace it with Blade and Soul, which I've talked about that on the podcast before. It's another action MMO, but it doesn't cut it as far as its combat goes. Vindictus is action combat is the closest thing to an MMO Dark Souls. It is really just fast paced, timing based action combat. Really fucking difficult. You know, it's all. Hello, Roscoe.
Hello, dog. Okay. We had to stifle...
The mutt. But yeah, the combat's all about memorization of the enemy attack patterns and all that kind of thing. And Blade and Soul has none of that. It is a slightly more action-oriented World of Warcraft, basically, when it comes down to the combat. the main difference is, like, in Blade and Soul, and I've tried these other ones, like Black Desert Online, is the whether or not you hit doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter how you're aiming your character, really. Like, as long as you're in the general vicinity.
You make contact.
Yeah. And Vindictus, if your pixels don't hit, you don't fucking hit. And so it's a lot more visceral, and I don't know, it's more realistic feeling. It's a lot more faster pace than those other games. The positioning is fucking everything in Vindictus. In these other games, not so much. You can just kind of stand there and run around. As long as you're not standing in an area attack type thing, you're good. In Vindictus, you really got to pay attention to where the fuck you are, where everything else is, and what's going on. Death comes very swiftly in Vindictus, so that's why I like it so much. It's challenging but rewarding at the same time. It's got a lot of different characters now. The class system in this game is weird. It's about a lot of other Asian MMOs do it. Instead of, like, traditional classes of warrior, rogue, and stuff, they have characters in the game, and you pick that character, and you can then customize it, give it your own name and stuff, but the classes are basically these characters. Because in the canon lore, the characters are their names, you know, they're kind of their own canon characters, but
yeah.
You play as them. They're kind of almost like, as you say, your avatar in the world. But it's got... I'll just name off the different characters' name. There's Vela, and she's like a pirate chick. She's got twin swords or twin chain blades, which are... It's a pair of, like, round blades on a set of chains, and she throws them. My favorite's Fiona. She can use a sword or a long hammer, and she also has a small or a large shield, depending on how you want to play. There's Lon, who's got twin spears or twin swords. So Evie, she's like the main mage of the game. You can use a scythe or a staff with her. She's the only one that has any real spell casting. There's Carrick, which was our buddy Juice's favorite for a long time. We call him Log Man because one of his weapons is he basically runs around with a giant log. It's called a pillar, but it's a fucking log. It's pretty fun because you just throw your log and just punch people and stuff instead of running around nice. With a real weapon. He had the pillar or the cestus, which is just one giant gauntlet. One thing I really like about that Carrick character is he's fucking massive. He's like the biggest, strongest looking character in the game, and the bosses in Vindictus, a lot of them are fucking huge, like gargantuan serpents and stuff. He can go into what's called a clash with them, which is like a special, like, quick time event type thing almost, where you kind of grapple with them and stuff. It's pretty damn cool. Then there's Herc, who I thought was going to be one of my favorites, and he's okay. He's very similar to Guts from Berserk. He's just a berserker with a gigantic ass greatsword, roughly the same size as Guts' Dragon Slayer. His whole mechanic is this wide area attacks and kind of deflecting, deflecting boss attacks and that type of thing. He does all right. There's Orisha. She's the spell sword, and she's the other one of the more magey types characters in the game, mm-hmm. except she uses a sword, and the closest thing I could find in searching for a correct description of her sword is a Zabanto. It's basically like an extra long katana. I like the way she wields it. She wields it with it behind her. Like, the hilt is in her hand, but the sword, instead of going in front of her, is behind her. If anyone's ever watched the Zatoichi movies, have you ever seen those?
No, I haven't.
Zatoichi is the blind swordsman. It's
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. He wields his sword that way. It's just, if you see someone wielding the sword this way up front, you just see, like, their fist, and their sword is behind them. And I love those movies so much. They're so bloody and gory and cheesy. But that's how she wields her sword, and she's one of the more difficult characters to use in my knowledge, because she's real squishy, but she's got to be up in the boss's faces and be able to parry and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's Kai. He is the only archer in the game. He can use a crossbow or a combination of a longbow and a shortbow. I've got no experience with him, but I know he's one of the easier characters to use because he can just kind of stay out of the attack paths of bosses and just spam your attacks. There's Lin, who is like a 16-year-old Asian chick with a pole arm. I don't have much experience with her. She seems okay, though. And they're releasing a new one on the 14th of July called Delia, and she's kind of like Herc. She's got a big-ass bastard sword. She's going to be more... Her gameplay is going to be more along the lines of the Fiona character, and that it's going to be all about blocking and that kind of thing. That's more of my favorite kind of gameplay in this. Overall, though, it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of grinding in the game, but it's a good dungeon crawler. I guess that's the best way to say it. It's if you liked Phantasy Star Online, or I'm trying to think what else. To a degree, Destiny, like this, that sort of multiplayer atmosphere, not so much the gameplay, but the multiplayer atmosphere of Destiny. Those type of games, that's what Vindictus is, and I like it a lot. It has its flaws, definitely, but it's cool. It's got decent graphics, being for as old as it is. I can't remember what year it came out. It runs off the Valve Source engine, though. Still looks really good for as old as it is. As far as running it goes, I've seen people complain that they've got like fucking top of the line computers and can barely run it, and I've seen people with potatoes that can run it fine.
Yeah.
So the optimization's wonky. I've never had a problem with it. Our buddy Juice, his old computer barely chugged along on it. His new one does fine, I'm assuming. He didn't complain about it, so it shouldn't be too hard to run.
I think it was something mine. We're probably running all right.
Yeah, you guys can run it. It might not be top of the line graphics, but it'll run it. But yeah, that's Vindictus. That's what I've been doing. It's been fun.
I've played the game. I've played a little bit of. I've beaten it before. I had to look up a thing, kind of a refresher. But I've been piddling around with Nightmare Creatures on PlayStation this past week.
Sweet.
It's a really old school, like third person. Hack and slash kind of.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's almost like a precursor to like Dark Souls games and stuff, because you have like a roll maneuver and all that where you can roll out of the way. One of the things I always really liked about this game is you could get a power up and you could actually sever like individual limbs and stuff off of different monsters and all that shit. Nightmare Creatures, pretty much. It takes place in 1666. How convenient. Where there's a devil worshiping cult called the Brotherhood of Hecate. And they do all these experiments around London. And of course, their leader is Adam Crowley. Of course.
Yeah.
A mad scientist.
I don't know how many more references they can sneak in there.
Yeah, I know. And, pretty much, you can play as two characters. You can play as a male character. His name is Ignatius Blackwood. He's a priest and an occult expert.
It sounds like a big bow disorder. Staff.
Yeah.
I got a bad case of Ignatius
Blackwood. I got Ignatius Blackwood. My God. My God.
What horrors have you been fucking?
You've been watching Cucktales, haven't you?
Woo.
And you can play as him. He's got his bow staff. He's usually who I play as, but you can also play as a girl, Nadia Franciscus. She has like two little dagger things. She's a lot faster than Ignatius, but Ignatius delivers more powerful attacks. He can kill the monsters way quicker. There's several different monsters. There's the main one is like these green, they look like mutant wacky flailing inflatable arm tube men with like
wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man, wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man, wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man. I love that so much.
Oh, that's so awesome. It's essentially one of those, though, and it just chases you around with its wacky arms, and you kill it. Then there's werewolves, vampires, harpies. They, like, fly around. They are a pain in the dick because they just fly slightly above your head, so no fucking attack, really.
How big of a pain in the dick? Do they give you a case of Ignatius Blackford?
Yeah. Adam Crowley himself wrote like a fucking a book of what's the kind of magic they used?
The dark arts.
Alchemy.
I guess
the modern alchemist book of when your cock catches Ignatius Blackwood. There's apparently 53 herbs around the globe you have to collect to correct. But you got your main weapons. There's a bunch of secondary weapons like pistols, mons, bombs. There's all kinds of spells you can get. It's graphic wise, it has not held up. It's about
most of the PlayStation games are like that.
They're still really fun to play.
Yeah,
but they look like it's shy. The only game on PlayStation that still has predated graphics that I still feel hold up, Metal Gear Solid, because the way they used their graphical ability, you know, like the faces they on worked, Metal Gear Solid's like what there's no pronounced eyes or mouth or nothing. It's just
they worked within their limits.
Yeah, and they made it really. Really well.
It's not just PlayStation. Most of the early polygonal games are like that. They just didn't hold up. You know,
look at N64. Yeah, you know.
But then also you got games like Mario 64, which today still looks fucking beautiful because worked within their means. They didn't try to do more than what the system was capable of.
Didn't try to make it like one of the best examples of all that. Still is the old Tomb Raider.
Yeah,
I seen a cosplay girl, and dude, I laughed so fucking hard. She went as PlayStation Tomb Raider, and she took cardboard and made triangular tits underneath her shirt. And I was like, "That's fucking amazing!"
Oh, that's great, yeah. And the Golden Eye soldiers,
they all look like they had something wrong with them.
Yeah,
like,
they did.
Why are you a soldier? You should be finger painting like somewhere.
They came into work after their wife beat them in the face with a frying pan.
Yeah. I have a feeling that I'm not going to say that because that might offend a bunch of people.
Oh, that sounds awesome, then.
I was just going to say I have a feeling a bunch of the GoldenEye soldiers all had hair lips. Oh, I might not ought to say that, but given that that's been said.
Fuck it.
GoldenEye soldiers are fugly people.
Yeah.
And that's why it didn't feel bad to kill tons of them, I don't guess.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great, though, example of a game that has not held up well with time.
Yeah.
Any of them. Anyway, I played Nightmare Creatures on PlayStation. There was a 64 version, but the PlayStation one has a bunch of cutscenes and shit, and the 64 one, of course.
Yeah, I can't. Didn't.
They had minor changes for the 64 one as well, along with the full motion videos. They used scrolling text opposed to tell the story opposed to the videos and shit.
Yeah.
But the 64 one did look a lot better than the PlayStation one.
Yeah. I bet the PlayStation still probably had better textures. That's typically how it went. PlayStation had better textures because it had more space.
The one thing it does suck about the PlayStation is it suffers from like draw-in. Or what is it called? Like
draw distance?
Yeah, like you run up,
you can see.
The shit doesn't appear until you fucking run right up on it.
Draw distance.
It's like the it's almost like Superman 64 bad.
Yeah.
But the one thing I really, really liked about that, they address that issue in the game.
Really?
It takes place in fucking like 1800s London. London is foggy. Covered with fog constantly.
That's cool.
So I thought that was always a clever nod when I was a kid, because I hated that shit as a kid. You know,
I like it when games like cover shit like that in the lore, or like respawning your death. When that's covered, that's real cool.
There ain't much to really say about it. You can grab a copy of Nightmare of Creatures for PlayStation. I paid like $1 for mine. It's dirt cheap game. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's actually worth a playthrough. It's one of Activision's better games for PlayStation.
You know, I forget about something. I wanted to talk about this tonight, but since you didn't have what's in your hands, it can be what's in your hands. We need to tell people about this thing. This thing's awesome.
It is pretty amazing.
It's the At Games Sega Genesis Ultimate Portable Game Player. I bought it off Lyle. And where did you get it from? Dollar General?
I bought it from Dollar General.
Yeah, it's basically a modern Sega Nomad. It comes with preloaded with a handful of ROMs on it, and you can put an SD card on it with all the ROMs you like. It has a pretty spiffy LCD screen on it. Really, I mean, the quality of the thing is
for no more than what they call it. Like, you can buy one brand new for like $50.
Yeah.
All day long.
Yeah, the quality, the buttons feel good. The D-pad feels good. The screen's really bright and pretty. It's really sharp. Almost a detriment, I would say, just because these older games, you kind of want them on a shittier screen.
Yeah.
But it looks nice. My only complaint about it is the speaker. Did you notice that? How awful it sounds?
Well, I think a lot of that, too. I don't think that's just the speaker. I had the At Games Genesis 4 they came out with.
Yeah.
And it's like that. It's got the games built into it. It uses a really, really bad second-party sound processor.
Well, see, I've plugged my headphones into this, and it didn't sound nearly as bad as the speaker.
Well, maybe the fact that the speaker, too, is where your fucking hand goes.
Yeah. It's just,
to a degree.
Like, it looks like they just didn't go the extra mile with that speaker. They put so much work into making this thing awesome, and they just, like, got the cheapest fucking speaker they could from AliExpress. I'm like,
I've read that those are actually hackable, where you can put more than Genesis and shit on them.
I'm sure you can, because, you know, there's all those ROMs out there, which are Super Nintendo ROMs that run on Sega Genesis emulators and stuff, so... I'm thinking about opening this thing up and seeing of how easy it is to replace that speaker. I could probably pull one out of an old cell phone and be way better than that.
Yeah.
But that's the only complaint I got about it. It's got, and most of the ROMs already on here are good.
Hell yeah, it's got fucking Shinobi and shit on
Altered there. Altered Beast, Comic Zone, Echo Jr., Golden Axe 1 through 3, Mortal Kombat 1 through 3, Kid Chameleon, Shinobi 3, Sonic & Knuckles, Sonic 1 and 2, Sonic Spinball, Streets of Rage 1 through 3, Vector Man 1 and 2, Retro Fighter 2. It's all kinds of neat shit.
Some of the actual aftermarket games they've programmed there too aren't too bad.
Yeah, just I noticed
jump
those
in and out games.
I don't know how well it's going to translate, but I want to see if I can let everyone hear how horrible the speaker is. So we'll see how this works.
I think it'll work. Oh yeah, sounds like Sonic farting into a can.
It has zero bass to it, I think is the problem.
It's trebled out.
Yep.
Making the speaker crack.
Yep. I'm pretty sure that's what it is, so.
Because you can really tell with the high pitched tones, like the spin and the rings.
Yeah,
it sounds like every fucking Transformers movie Michael Bay made.
Yeah, if they were to spend like probably $2 more in the production of this thing, it would have been perfect. It does have a couple dead pixels in it, but it's nothing you're going to notice unless you're playing something with a pitch dark screen. So it's not a big deal. I mean, these cheaper screens, it comes with that territory.
Yeah, you could probably get a replacement screen for them things for like, what, $5-$10?
The work you put into it is going to cost you more than the unit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've never had like a cheap tablet or anything. It didn't come with some dead pixels. I mean, it comes with it, so I can't complain there. So yeah, look for the At Game Sega Genesis Ultimate Portable Game Player. It's pretty much superior to the Nomad in every way, except that the only reason you'd go with the Nomad would be to play the original fucking games.
The sheer fact that the Nomad, they're kind of...
Yeah.
I will vouch for your statement there because I have been playing my Nomad. As you can see, I've been playing Caesar's Palace on my Nomad here recently. I do like Nomad, but what a bulky motherfucker,
dude. I can fit this in my pocket anytime I'm at lunch or something.
Yeah, that's good. That's about the size of a cell phone.
Yeah.
So.
Like the Galaxy phones, which are fucking massive. It's about that size.
AT Games or At Games, they also make the Atari Flashback, yeah, the Commodore Flashback, the Intellivision, and all those are actually, I mean, for what they are, they're fun little consoles.
Yeah, they are.
I think though that the little portable Genesis is probably the best thing they make, in my opinion.
I really love the controls. They're really smooth on it. The buttons, I mean,
playing fighting games on that thing is actually really enjoyable.
The buttons on this thing are easier for me to use than on the original Genesis controller. The buttons,
they got more of that click factor. Like, that's one of the things. The 3-button Sega Genesis controllers were fine, but the 6-button ones, the third or the second row of buttons on top, the X, Y, and Z were always kind of, they didn't have that click.
Yeah,
I'm weird. I like that fucking clicking noise.
You gotta have that feedback.
That's one thing that's always turned me on about arcade games and shit. Like watching somebody like Billy Mitchell or somebody playing Donkey Kong, that hard ass click, you know, the joystick and button. I like that. Like,
I do too, and I've seen like a lot of people, they go to fucking extremes to put like leaf switches and paper shims and all the stuff to make them like deaf quiet. I'm like, why? I've never went to an arcade that sounded like that. Every arcade machine I've ever played is loud as fuck, and I like it.
Yeah, it's just, it's kind of like it's kind of like watching a movie where everybody's got the guns. That's the thing that always makes the guns sound exciting, if that makes sense. Like, load up, you know, like all the fucking clicking clips in place and cocking the gun and all that. Those noises is what lets you, I don't know, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's hard for me to explain, but that's just
it gets
part of the
wet.
Appeal to it. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It gets our old dick set to stun.
Sets to cuckold.
Uh-huh.
I got a very short, hot, and steamy.
Well.
My hot and steamy is usually quite short.
Glad. Hot and steamy can... Yeah, you can be talking about fucking shit.
Yeah.
Slippery slope, either way.
What you're slipping on, you don't want to know.
Oh, speaking of, you talking about slipping and we said shit or fucking, I just seen something funny yesterday. Those little funny memes, there's a group I belong to called Slightly Warped Website, and they only post really fucked up shit, but it was one of those like life hack things. It's like magnify your phone by putting it in a glass of water, you know, shit like that. But they have one, it was like a beautiful woman shower, and it said Gotta go to the bathroom while in the shower. Just shit the shower and waffle stomp that turd down the drain. And that just made me think of that when you said that. Waffle stomp.
I mentioned I got Ikaruga, and that's what I'm covering. It's, what can I say? It's an arcade perfect version, basically, of Ikaruga, except it has a couple extra modes. Like, it has a story mode and one other kind of mode, like level mode or some shit. I've only done arcade mode because, I mean, it's a vertical shooter. For those who don't know, Ikaruga is a typical vertical shooter, except it's done in 3D. You know, it's not all sprites. It's all polygonal shit. And it's got a really neat mechanic in half the enemies they shoot light projectiles, and half of them shoot black projectiles, and you can switch the color of your ship and your projectiles on the fly. So if you're colored white, the white projectiles don't hurt you. If you're colored black, the black ones don't hurt you. So you use that to dodge through the massive fucking clusterfuck of bullets on the screen. And it gets really hectic real quick, but it's fun. It kind of harkens back to the cave shooters, you know, Dodonpachi and
Bullet Hell,
Day Ray, and all that stuff. But yeah, I got it for $5. It's on sale right now for $5. You can get it normally $10, but this summer sale it's $5. I probably wouldn't pay more than $5, even though it is awesome. It's still just a vertical shooter. Unless you're just crazy about it, then sure, pay the $10, whatever. But I recommend it. Ikaruga is awesome. The old Dreamcast one's awesome. The arcade's always awesome. I've never seen an arcade in person of it, unfortunately. I think that's mainly a Japanese thing. Most vertical and horizontal shooters are. It sucks.
I just seen in Japan there the other day, it's been a couple months now, but they just released a new Darius arcade cab, and it is fucking huge. I couldn't fit it in this room.
Wow.
It's like, I want to say it's like a 60 to 70 inch monitor that sets long ways, and it's like landscape mode.
No,
and you sit down at this big ass like bench with controls, and you have like full view of everything.
Sweet.
It's cool as shit, but I've just, that much of view, it seems like if you got a shit ton of bullets and projectiles on the screen, that would be
if you're rough. Having to physically tilt your head around, then
it
yeah,
would be rough.
Fuck that.
I just want to throw that in.
That's fine.
I think it's Darius G something.
I'd say Ikaruga's rather hot and steamy, so pick it up if that's what you like.
Get real nasty with it.
Yeah. Slap it around.
Tell it what kind of filthy slut it is.
By the nipples.
Slut full of filth.
Speaking about horizontal and vertical shooters, I haven't heard back from Skycursor yet, so hopefully we get that set up, but I'm going to say indefinitely postponed until we get something planned.
I may have another interview with somebody kind of lined up. That kind of brought me something I wanted to say. One of our buddies and listeners, or one of my buddies and a listener of ours, he actually met the Galaga world record holder on another Facebook group by inadvertent accident. Done a little research on him, and he's a legit guy, so we may be trying to line up just something.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
I love Galaga. I'd like to hear from somebody that's like the best in the world at it, you know, something.
Yeah.
Something I did want to say while I was talking about that, my friend that found that out, his name is Dustin Culp, and we don't do the pray for people shit or nothing like that usually, but I just wanted, he's having a rough time. His brother passed away in a car accident like this past week, and just want to let him know, you know, we're thinking about him.
Yeah,
and
man.
We, you know, if you pray, good juju, whatever it is you do, you know, do that for him.
Send some love his way.
Yeah, send some love his way, definitely. He could use it. He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
He's got a very impressive game collection, very knowledgeable. He's not like somebody I was referring to earlier. He's somebody we want in the community. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I've got out of him.
We just, you know, things like that, we like to... We're thinking about you, bud. So we'd throw that out there. But anywho.
Normally we'd be doing questions and calls.
But you fuckers haven't called or done nothing. That's partially on us.
Yeah. I mean, our schedule's been weird because things have been up in the air. Oops. I never did make a picture for the question and put it on Facebook. So we're just going to go with the same question as last week, or the last time we recorded. And the question is, what video game announcement disappointed you the most? So I'll definitely get a picture up for that for next week, in time for next week.
Something that we want to specify with the question of the week is because we've been slacking, or well, I've been slacking, but kind of not my fault.
I still got to mail something to Bill.
We got Bill, your stuff's coming. My buddy Jason, yours is coming. I just gotta get
Mike. We got yours on hold from you. You're local.
We're gonna have you on back. We've been giving away. We do the lame game giveaway or whatnot for whoever has the best answer for the question of the week, in order to spark response out of you fuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, but we just wanted to say if you win. We need you to start claiming.
Yeah, contact us.
Because the last, we got a real sick poster we was going to give away. And the person we was going to give it to hasn't contacted us and hasn't claimed nothing. We can't get a hold of them kind of deal. So please, if you win, claim it.
Yep.
That way we can guarantee that you get what you've won.
Yeah, if and we're not going to go seek you out because it's for the people that listen.
It is a listener thing. So, and I'm not being a douche, but I'm just saying this up front. We're not giving away stuff to people that pop in and out on our Facebook.
Yeah.
Our we're not a fucking game giveaway site. We're a podcast. And, you know, and the people that do listen, we're mucho appreciative. You have no idea. I will wash your feet in the ways of the Lord if I have to. But you know, like, all seriousness aside, we don't want to just be, you know, anybody can get on your fucking Facebook and be like, oh, you're giving this away. We don't want that. We don't, you know.
I appreciate the answers on there, but.
Oh, yeah.
The giveaway is for
listeners.
So
definitely.
If we say you're a winner, you got to contact us. We're going to say like 3 weeks. We'll give you all the leeway. Cause I know, you know, life is life. There's other podcasts, there's work, there's all kinds of shit that can get you behind. So 3 weeks, maybe a month. After that, it goes back into the prize pool. So, and if you claim it and, you know, if either you can't come get it or we're slacking, we'll hold it if you claim it. You know, I ain't got no problem doing that.
You're going to get it one way or another if you do that. So, that being said, listen and keep listening.
Yep, you can answer on Facebook or you can call us at 682-777-GOOD or 682-777-4663. You can email us, podcast@goodoldgamers.com, tweet us at goodoldgamers. Any way you can contact us, those are acceptable ways to answer the questions.
Indeed. Indeed. Are we going to record Saturday night? We're going.
Maybe.
Possibly. If not, we'll still have one ready for y'all next week, one or another. But anywho, I guess that about wraps us up.
Yeah, tonight, I think we're about done.
Cool. Well, as always, like Brandon was saying earlier, you can find us on our Facebook, Good Old Gamers Podcast. Find us on our website, goodoldgamers.com, Stitcher. You can find us on iTunes, reviews. Can't stress that enough.
Yep.
It does no good, but we're still going to say it again. So, reviews, Google Play.
Google Play.
We're number one retro gaming podcast, Google Play. Keep us that way.
Yep. Last time I checked, we could
be out. We may be. We're going to say we are, though. We're still the number one Southern-based retro gaming podcast.
Yeah, we are.
Always will
be. Number one retro gaming podcast in Coleman, Alabama.
You're goddamn right. Maybe the only one in North Alabama, though.
Yeah.
Seriously. Maybe the only one in Alabama.
We're the only ones that are brave enough to admit we're from Alabama.
Yeah, I think so. The few listeners up north we do have is like probably a bunch of bigots, all Trump supporters, and I'm like, we like lump, not Trump.
Yeah.
There's a fine difference there. You can also, we got stuff on YouTube, not videos, but podcasts.
Yeah.
Still working toward that. It's a long,
hard road. Any suggestions for us? I put that up there.
Yes, definitely.
We've had some requests for the webcams, and definitely I want to do that. It's coming. But yeah, if you want us to add a new segment to the show, want us to drop something, want us to, you know, just do things different, we want to hear your input. So let us know.
Definitely.
Anything doesn't mean to we're make it better. But I want to hear it.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, like you send us a thing that says, Lyle's got to gargle Brandon's marbles or vice versa. Probably, well.
Not on there. Professional on there.
Sorry. I put us in a dark corner I shouldn't have put us in.
I like dark corners.
Like Brandon said, Josh. So did the Blair Witch. But like he said, just because you submit it doesn't mean we're going to do it. But we do. We're welcome to hear anything.
Yep, I appreciate it.
You
want
to tell us about how shitty we are? We'll listen to that, too.
Yeah,
we're
I
not
love
opposed
it.
To hate mail.
I like it.
It fuels our fires.
Gets my jollies off.
Hell yeah. But do all that. Give us a listen. Listen, like, and share. That's pretty much the motto.
Yeah.
Like, tell your friends, tell your grandma. It don't matter. Tell everybody.
Yeah.
Help us make it bigger.
If you think they'll be offended by our podcast, especially tell them.
We're about 30 likes or so away on Facebook from hitting 500. Yeah. I'd really like to
That'd
do that.
Cool.
Help us hit 500. We hit 500. You know, I said it back last year. We hit 500. I will give you something badass out of my collection to have just to be that person. So, you know, do that. All that jazz. And, I guess until next time, game over, man.
Game over.
Cocktails, woo!